This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Some of the reactions to Charlie Kirk's death are really fascinating. Even some people who are, you know, persona non grata in the current conservative world. Meghan McCain, for example, tweeted out, "My entire life for 20 years is completely ensconced by my community of friends and colleagues who work in conservative politics or in media in one form or the other. Every single one of us is despondent and truly furious. I'm telling you, this is a paradigm-shifting moment." That's, a lot of people don't like Meghan McCain. My friend Selena Zito, who is someone that was there 3 feet away from Donald J. Trump when the assassination in Butler took place. She wrote a book called Butler. And she responded because another guest on the show and someone I know, Bethany Mandel, said this. And I can relate to this a little bit. She says, "I realize today that a lot of my normie friends don't know this, how much of my social circle is people who also do this weird thing. People ask me, 'You knew Charlie. We all came up at the same time. My entire circle of friends is reeling.'" Now, I did not know him personally. I did not have a connection. But Selena did, in her response to what Bethany said here just a few minutes ago on the ex, formerly Twitter, was broken. She said, "I didn't cry during or after Butler, likely because I had to work. Now I can't stop." Also because there was a survivor from Butler, right?
Right.
Close call. But, you know, there are so many people who, you know, who knew him and were friends with him. I know that Senator Schmidt was extremely broken up. He did do some national media today. He told me he's going to hold off on local media until next week, and we'll get him on. T.J. Moe is with us tonight. Former Mizzou standout and NFL player, contributes to Fearless with Jason Whitlock on Blaze TV. He's a fearless conservative himself. Did you know Charlie? I'm not even sure. How are you, T.J., this afternoon?
I'm doing well. I did not personally know Charlie. I was loosely connected because Whitlock knew him pretty well. And so he came on our show a few times. Whitlock went out and spoke at AmFest. There was a couple times I could have gone out there with him. Did not ever end up going, so did not meet Charlie. But I will tell you that has not stopped me from shedding a lot of tears the last 2 days. And I cannot explain it, Mark. I've never experienced anything like this. I'm a pretty stoic guy. It's pretty hard to move me to tears, and I've never even met this guy. And so, in my view, this is a spiritual sadness, and I'm feeling it. I've had dozens of friends. I bet you I've had 40 people reach out to me, and I'll be like, I've never met the guy. Yeah, it's not like, "Hey, we know you're best friends with Charlie." It's just like, they're all saying, "Are you as sad as I am? I can't stop crying." And I was on with Whitlock today, and like, I couldn't really get through the segment because I couldn't talk. There's something unique about it, but I can't explain. It has to be spiritual.
Yeah, and you know, I see that reaction. I give a lot of credit to Laura Ingraham, who was very close with Charlie, and Charlie was on her show. I when I leave here at 6, I turn Laura on and see, you know, maybe steal a guest or two sometimes as well. But he was on 2 nights ago, and I'm not sure how she got through her show last night, but she did in a very brave way, because a lot of these people were very close. I mentioned Senator Schmidt. You know, my friend Scott Jennings knew Charlie well. joined the air with him on Salem Radio Network. We air Scott's show now at night here on 97.1 FM Talk. So his reach was immense. The response, though, from, I mean, here we go again, TJ, with the media response. And I think you can put the MSNBC and the Matthew Dowd people in a different evil category. There has been, for the most part, responsible journalism done around this. I did find, and I said this earlier, that, you know, I was watching Anderson Cooper last night. He seemed to be struggling in a way that I hadn't not seen that before, where he didn't know how to cover it, you know, because he, I think he was trying to be cautious to not say bad things that had gotten people into trouble earlier in the day, but they genuinely didn't know how to approach it because they don't have the connection that you have or that I have or that other conservatives have to this story.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation. I am not, Whitlock kind of brought up a similar question when we were talking, and I'm, for the headspace that I'm in, I'm the wrong guest to answer this because I have avoided any coverage at all. All I've done for the last 2 days is watch different videos of Charlie trying to bring people to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it. That was his whole thing. So Charlie, it's a weird feeling. You know, I'm not that old. I'm 34. And so not nearly as old as you, Mark.
No, thanks a lot for pointing that out. Yeah.
But it's a weird feeling for somebody my age to look up to, both politically and spiritually, to somebody younger than you. He and I had the same birthday, October 14th, 3 years younger than me. He was 31. And I remember, my brother and I run a real estate business together. And even within the last month, I was telling my brother about lessons that Charlie taught me. I never met the guy. He lived his life in such a way that you couldn't help but write something down and say, yeah, of course, why wouldn't we all want to do that? And he did it over and over and over again. So it's been really hard for me. I don't think I could stomach these crazy people saying he deserved it. Or
you couldn't, you know, whether believe me. Yeah.
You know, I see Crowder's reporting that, you know, it was a trans. I'm like, hey, man, all that's irrelevant. This was the strongest soldier in God's army. And the guy that I believe, so my spiritual belief is that we are in the middle of a revival. And we have been for probably 5-6 years. We couldn't see it the whole time, but we're in the middle of a revival. And over the last 2 to 3 years, I became convinced that Charlie Kirk was leading the revival as a 20-something-year-old back then. And today, I am now convinced that he is the revival, that he's an actual martyr that is going to lead to a revival in America. So honestly, that's all I can focus on. All this Anderson Cooper and all these guys, I mean, God bless them. I hope they all get saved. I think most of those people are atheists and Christians. I just can't focus on it. There's so much good to consume on the Charlie side. I can't stop watching it.
Well, you're doing the right thing because, you know, I'm dumb enough to not only have watched the video of Irina Zaritska on that train, which was horrifying, and then several angles of this shooting, which equally, if not more, horrifying. So
I think
you're focusing on
that.
Yeah, you're focusing on the right thing. And, you know, for me, it's a little different because I don't, you know, and I'm not in any way, shape or form criticizing or denigrating. I don't have the spiritual connection that you do. I'm not as much a religious person. You know, I certainly believe in a higher power. So for me, he's a guy, and I never had him as a guest, which is a little surprising, but I love to feature his audio. You know, I do this segment, it's coming up here called Audio Cut of the Day. I loved the exchanges, you know, because there's a guy, you probably are familiar with Chris Elston, he goes by Billboard Chris on X, and he travels the planet literally talking about the gender-affirming care child abuse that's gone out there and trying to stop that. And he has civil conversations. And, you know, I think that's what evolved with Charlie Kirk, and he had these conversations. I don't know if he changed any of these young trans people's minds, but he certainly engaged in a way that was respectful. I think he left an impression on them. And that's where he impressed me, just as a young conservative. And what I said a couple of times, and I don't even know if this is relatable, but when I grew up in the 80s as someone who voted for Ronald Reagan, because, yeah, I am old, you know, the first time that anyone came along that started saying things that I really believed in was Rush Limbaugh. So, but I was, you know, 30 by the time I started listening to Rush Limbaugh, and that eventually led me into, I was in music radio, to doing this. But it caught me off guard how many people are affected by this in your age group. Ethan, who put you on the phone line here, is 31. He lost it yesterday, and I felt so bad for him. He was very emotional because he has some of the same connection that you have with the spirituality. So I know this is affecting a lot of people. And when I mentioned Meghan McCain said, I'm telling you, this is a paradigm shifting moment. A lot of people have said that, and I think that's true. I just don't know how it's going to manifest itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, this is the actual, this is going to sound weird and stupid, but everybody, if they think hard enough or long enough, will understand what I'm saying. This is the spiritual and actual something of substance version of George Floyd. Everybody felt this weird sort of shift when George Floyd happened, and it was like, oh, there's something different. And like the world was on fire, and obviously there was no substance, and it was all a lie, and it was a disaster. But America did change, certainly for the worse, for a number of years. Now, I think everything's backed off. I think this is the substance version of that. I think this is a guy that actually lived an exemplary life, that did everything that you hope someone would do, that lived out the American dream, did not go to college, instead built a several hundred million dollar empire on his own, and spoke. He was the guy who, this is something I can't get over, and that it's part of why I'm so sad. Forever, we've heard the stupid phrase, hey, if you're conservative and you're young, you have no heart. If you're liberal and you're old, you have no brain, right?
Right.
Charlie didn't buy that. Charlie was like, nah, I don't think so. I think I'll go into Lion's Den and I'll win. And he did. He delivered the biggest. And this is just politics. But again, I'm coming at it from a spiritual side, which, by the way, Mark, you're welcome to come to church with me anytime. I would love that.
I appreciate that.
The spiritual side is actually what he cared about. So he won political votes. But in his mind, that was just a reflection that he was changing hearts and minds and nations. That's all he cared about. And so you're talking about a guy who, and again, I just keep going back to, like, I've shed a lot of tears over this, because you're talking about a guy that's 6'5", and there's a lot of science behind the fact that people follow tall people, that, like, leaders are tall.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there. He's 6'5". He had an attractive wife. He had two kids. He lived out exactly what he said. He didn't have this crazy life where he went out and he's like, yeah, it was my former life. Those were my fun years. He never had that. The guy got saved when he was in fifth grade and has been a Bible-believing Christian trying to do everything right. And here's the big difference, and it's something that I don't embody myself, and I truly admire, and I cannot think of another conservative that that demonstrates this. When he would go into the Lion's Den, which whoever, because he debated people at Oxford. He'd go to any college campus. He'd go on and talk to Gavin Newsom on his podcast. It did not matter.
Yeah.
There was not an ounce of malice in his heart when he was making his arguments. All he was trying to do is have an exchange of ideas and hope that you could see both grace and truth. This is John 8. He was trying to he was trying to exemplify what Jesus did all the time. And he would explain this explicitly, because there's a lot of conservatives that I get frustrated with as a Christian, who like Matt Walsh, who I like in a lot of ways, but there's some malice in Matt's heart. Just like there's malice in my heart.
Yeah.
And Matt does not like to lead with the Christian point of view. He says, people will just write you off. You lead with a secular point of view, and that way you can win the arguments. And I'm like, I'm sitting over here as a Christian saying, who cares if you win the argument if you lose their soul? And Charlie was trying to win their souls, knowing that their minds would change after that. And so Charlie would go to work, and he would sit there and talk about John 8, where Jesus came in and they were going to stone the woman who had adultery. And he said, he who's without sin, cast the first stone. That was the grace that he showed. And then he'd come right behind him, and Charlie would say, do not forget this part. It is just as important. Go and sin no more. And he always told the truth. Charlie was one of the ultimate defenders of truth without an ounce of malice in his heart. And that's what made him different.
TJ Moe, you have no idea how happy I am that I invited you to be a guest. That was so well stated, and you did a great job. And I appreciate everything you just said. And, I kind of wanted to make you cry, because it sounded like you've been doing that a lot. I'm kidding, obviously, but that was so good, dude. And I love you for coming on here and for making those points, because I think they're very, very important. And, it's been a tough couple of days for a lot of different people, but I think what you just said there connected with a very large portion of the audience. So I appreciate it.
Anytime, Mark. Thanks
for
having me.
Take care. I wanted to talk football so badly with him, but just not the moment right now. We got audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.